president if nobody else wants to. And Axelrod and Emanuel both leaving 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But what's the true scoop on that? There's a lot of mixed signals out there. We're going to clear it up. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. If you've never heard us before, it's the best water cooler buzz on the overnight highway. I don't care if you're left of left or right of right, somewhere in between, confused or sick of everything that you're hearing. Have an opinion and call this number, 800-259-5791. Don't you love that? I feel like one of those Time Life operators. Call this number, 800-259-5791. See, I figure this way you have a head start at least of trying to memorize that phone number if you've never heard the show before. If you like the spaceship guy, hey, I like George too. I used to listen to George, but sometimes we're talking aliens, but we haven't in a while. Coming up, though, we're going to have a little fun sci-fi segment in the next couple of weeks here on America Tonight. Right now, though, we are grounded, and we're talking about what the Republicans, we're going to start off with the Republicans and what they say is the new pledge to America. Now, we know that they were going to roll it out on Thursday. It was going to happen in Virginia, and there's a big push, just like there is for the Democrats, to shake things up, make something happen, because we're getting closer and closer to the midterm elections. It's called politicking. So the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, loves this initiative. He is all over it. And what the initiative basically is saying, it's a new contract with America, reconnecting Congress to the Constitution, and based on listening to you and me, based on listening to everyday schmoes around the country. And that's the gist of what this pledge to America is. The specifics, big government, thumbs down, high tax agenda, thumbs down, and also more jobs, real jobs. That's what Pledge to America is supposed to be all about for the Republicans, as they're going to use this kind of to unite Republicans across the board who are running for House seats and also the Senate seats that are up as well. John Boehner, never shy to voice his opinion, was one of the most vocal. The senator from Ohio, the Republican senator from Ohio, summed it all up this way.
Government is out of control in Washington, and we need to rein it in and begin a new drive for a smaller, less costly, and more accountable government in our nation's capital. Our pledge to America is that the Republicans stand ready to get it done, and beginning today.
All right, so beginning today, like I said, pretty much this is supposed to be the united front for anybody who's running under the Republican ticket, whether they slant with the new Tea Party side of things or not, or they're super ultra-conservative or somewhere a little bit more moderate. Let's see if what is being pushed actually starts to create some kind of a buzz. The idea was to get tongues wagging and to take advantage of the frustrations that so many in America are feeling. In the meantime, boy, what about those Bush tax cuts? They are hanging over Washington like a dark, dreary cloud. And the Democrats say they're close to delaying a vote on the tax cuts because, once again, this is a thorny issue. And if you know, you multiply votes out there by the days left, days are running out. So Thursday, while the Republicans were talking about the Pledge to America, a lot of the Democrats in the Senate were considering punting the president's call to actually preserve what he's calling the middle class tax cuts until after the election and deal with it then, predicting that postponing the debate was looking like it was most likely going to happen anyway. So why don't we just cap this thing and move on from there? Because the climate isn't conducive to making this happen before November 2nd. So you know this, but I'll rehash it again. I hate beating dead horses, and for some reason they're following me every once in a while, even though I'm broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. But the biggest sweeping tax cuts that would, you know, were enacted in a generation in 2001 and 2003, you know this, tick, 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 they expire in January. So Republicans want to extend all of them, just kind of freeze things. Obama and the Democrats, at least a lot of the Democrats, not all, want to see them extended for people making less than $200,000 and married couples making less than $250,000. A lot of you have called, complained, talked about your business problems and ultimately where you would fall under that tax bubble and how you didn't think it was fair and it should be frozen. I think freezing it and looking at other alternatives isn't a bad idea, at least for maybe a year, because you look at the unemployment numbers and they're not real. The more economists we talk to and the digger we deep, the more that we dig deeper on this, you realize that there's the underemployed, there's so many other factors that go into that employment picture that you really don't know. It's not the obvious ones that we hit you over the head with. And if there was a freeze, at least for 12 months, maybe that would shake things up. Maybe there would be a chance for more people to get back into the workforce and not have to play catch-up, because that's where it really gets people. When you're in that middle class, it's the catch-up that completely annihilates you, and then, oh yeah, all of a sudden it's tax time and here we go again. So the timetable on the final decision on the debate, not known for sure. It's just a discussion. It's at the discussion point. They're willing to wait. The House Democrats are willing to wait for the Senate to act because they're frustrated by passing bills that just sit there when they go up to the big boys. How many times on this show do we say that? Well, it's going through the Senate because it's going to the Senate. They might talk about it in the Senate. Yeah, it's going to the Senate. That's a perfect thing to say, too, if you're running for Congress. Don't blame me. I didn't stymie the legislation. It wasn't my fault that that didn't happen. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, besides all this politics, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in the sports world because we've got Nail the Score. Fabulous prizes to give away. Our prize closet is bulging. If you've never listened to me before, then you probably don't know about the phenomenon of Nail the Score. If you call in our third hour, our computer randomly picks the game of the week, and then you call in, tell us who you think is going to win the game, and what you think the final score is going to be. If you nail it, it's pretty tough odds on doing that, but if you do, you have massive bragging rights. But you also win all the loot. You win it all. Then we'll give our cheap movie review. Every week we do this cheap movie review. Basically, we'll let you hear a little bit of the trailers, tell you something about the movie, and tell you whether you should sit on your couch and just wait to rent it, or actually get some giddy up, spend the money, and go to the movie theaters. I gotta say, I always had kind of a crush on Michael Douglas back in the day. Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. I think that might be calling my name. Coming up next, our next guest says the fix is in. We'll tell you why.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Congratulations, you won.
Yeah, you're hoping that you're going to hear those words, that you won. And maybe you will. Maybe a little bit later somebody's going to come up with the right number. And then on Sunday or Monday, your team comes through and you know, you end up nailing the score. And whew, we'll have to bow down to you big time. All right, so what in your mind, what are you thinking of when I say the fix is in? The fix is in. Well, the fix is in sports. I can't tell you how often this has been a topic of even some of my sports shows. And we're talking about the Big Four and throw in NASCAR as well. So the author of that book, Brian Toohey, in the wings in our virtual green room. He's got to put that latte down and step in to the studio, the big boy studio. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good tonight.
Good, buddy. Hey, I love the name of the book, The Fix Is In, The Showbiz Manipulations of the NFL, MLB, NBA, Alphabet Soup, NHL, and NASCAR. So give us the thumbnail on this. When you say The Fix Is In, you mean, you know, are professional sports, are they fixing professional sports? And what do you think?
Well, what the book is about is I basically chronicle all the dark side of the game. I prove that, you know, the owners are lying to their fans. They lie to them about the stadium deals. They lie to them about the criminals playing the game, the drugs in the sport, and the gambling that goes around surrounding the sport. And what I basically say is if all that is true, if they're lying to you about everything else and that they can control everything that surrounds the game, why don't they then, in fact, control the game itself? Because that is what they sell. That is their product, is the game, and that's what they need you to watch. And because professional sports nowadays really are more about show business, they're more about getting people to watch their televisions than to show up in the stadiums, I just equate it all with a big show business scheme. We know reality TV isn't as real as they purport it to be. Why should sports be any different?
Yeah, boy, you have a good point, too. I mean, it is kind of like a Hollywood tale. It's playing out like one of my favorite shows that just ended, Entourage. It's like a bad episode of Entourage, only we've been duped, I guess, for a long time now, because I think this past decade especially we're seeing some of what you're talking about really come into play, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I think the more money that gets thrown in professional sports, the more likely this is to occur. And especially, again, because it's all professional sports is funded by major television networks. The NFL gets nearly $6 billion a season, which is over 60% of their yearly revenue, from television. And if that money didn't exist, the NFL wouldn't exist as it does today. So in order to get that money, they have to ensure the ratings, which helps the advertisers that fund the game. And I think the only way to get people keep coming back is to give them something new, something fresh, something exciting. And all the coincidences that seem to occur that gives that to fans always go the NFL's way. And I just don't believe it anymore.
You know what? It's funny when you say you don't believe it anymore. It's in looking at things with the NFL. One thing I can agree with you, and you look at different things in your, you know, in the Bleacher Report, basically. And one of them is the Steelers and their massive double standard. Now, Ben Roethlisberger had his suspension reduced to 4 games, so that's almost a wrap. But you'd have to say there's a double standard when it comes to Ben, because he shouldn't be playing in Pittsburgh, in my opinion.
No, I don't think so either. Neither should Michael Vick, who was just named the starting quarterback of the Eagles. I mean, the guy, he was in federal prison for killing dogs with his bare hands, and the NFL apparently doesn't care about, you know, the way it looks. As long as they got a player on the field who will draw attention, they're happy to go with it.
Yeah, although in the Vick thing, you know, what people can say, and I think I've even said this, because, listen, I was all over him when that whole thing happened. There's no question. I thought it was abhorrent, ridiculous, and he should have just gotten a ban right away from the game. But, of course, now it's that comeback story. Oh, he did his time. Come on now. I mean, he's out there, and he's talking to kids about what they shouldn't do with animals and all this other stuff. But it does, when you think about it, it does seem very concocted, including that tale that, oh, you screwed up. Oh, you did your time, and here you are doing whatever you can to repent, including playing football. Reggie Bush, too, was another one. Since you started talking about the NFL, what did you think of Reggie Bush and the fact that he didn't need to? At first, it was like, oh, you don't have to return the Heisman, don't worry about it. Oop, then he voluntarily does it, and we just kind of sweep this whole story under the rug. When they, first of all, knew at USC what was happening, you see what Pete Carroll ends up leaving, of course, he knew. And the Trojans, the guys who were the last guy on the squad, you know, they're the ones who get ripped off from the title perspective. But I think that's one of the biggest black eyes recently anyway. What do you think?
Well, college football and college basketball really are notorious, and for decades, for having recruiting problems. Either they basically, a lot of times, will bribe athletes, high school athletes, to come to their colleges. They'll give them cars, they'll give them money, they'll give their families jobs, you know, things of that nature. But it's usually not directly from the school. It's from the boosters around the school who provide those things. But the coaches know full well, and so the athletic directors, that things are happening. And it's at every major college across the country. I mean, you can, you know, USC got black eye this time, but you could have picked any one of them and investigated them and probably found the same thing occurring. And what I try to do with the book is say, if you take something like this, you know, the way college recruiting occurs, and then you have, you know, what occurs when agents start recruiting these college athletes who are going to turn pro, which all that is illegal, but goes on every day of the week as well, you have athletes who learn kind of how the backroom game is played. So then if they get into professional sports, and now you have a professional sports league that says, hey, you know, we'd like to make more money. We'd like you to make more money. How about, you know, maybe you fix a game for us here and we'll help you out down the line. And it's just, you know, nobody thinks twice about it because all along it's been corrupt.
Yeah, and we certainly know the specific cases of it, too. You can look at baseball. You can look at football, too, and some of the things that have happened over the years. If you go back, you're absolutely right that there's definite, more than conspiracy theory here, there's definite cases where you knew that the fix was in. But now I think what you're saying is you're opening up to an even wider possibility that, hey, listen, you got to think about the money that's at stake here. Do you think the American people have truly been duped? Is that what would you say when you, after you put this all together and you came up with your theories and then came up with the stories as well, which you put in the book? Do you, when you come to the end of this, if somebody comes to the end of your book, do you think that they're going to walk away feeling differently?
I hope so. I hope they look at sports completely differently, because I don't think you can look at them as entertainment, but I don't think you should look at them as anything more than that. Because, again, it's a big show business industry. And if you're going to, you know, allow yourself to believe in the fairy tale, you're going to get burned by it.
Boy, that can be true, especially if you're a sports gambler. That's
well,
where you
and
can
I don't think
really
one
get
one of
that.
The things I try to point out to is I don't think every game is fixed. I don't think it is all one big lie. I think the leagues just can see profit in like a playoff series that's going to be a four-game sweep and making it into a six- or seven-game series. I think those are the subtle manipulations that can occur, which no one is looking for, and which, again, aren't even illegal for a league to do, and it's easy to get away with.
Yeah. But I will tell you this, though, Brian. I tell you, I think sports just can, it's like a, it's just continues to grow. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's like feeding a monster. It just, it grows. While we're speaking, it's growing another leg or another arm. I think that, and after all the years of covering sports, I think this is the biggest I've ever seen the interest in sports. Do you think the same thing?
Yeah, and I don't understand why it keeps growing as it does. And I think it's become almost a distraction for a lot of people. It's a way of not dealing with the life, which is why I think a lot of people go into, you know, liking these reality TV shows and, you know, caring about what happens with Paris Hilton and all these other people. It's just a distraction from your ordinary everyday life. And sports is just a way, I think, for a lot of people to do the same thing. But it's kind of, to me, it's almost like the gladiator contests in ancient Rome. I mean, they put those on basically to distract the people. So they didn't know what their government was doing and what was going on behind the scenes. And I think today you could make a lot of parallel connections between what happened 2,000 years ago and current day.
You must have known I was watching Spartacus. I got sucked into that series. I agree with you, especially on the reality TV show. I mean, I love sports, but I get that it's entertainment. I look at it from an entertainment point of view, and it's not, in my personal life, it's not so far on the other side of the scale that all I'm doing is watching sports. So I completely get you. All right, The Fix is in. You can pick it up at any major bookstore, right?
Yeah, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Borders, you name it. It should be there, hopefully.
All right, we enjoyed the conversation. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it's interesting. A lot of people believe the same thing, that there's more manipulation behind the scenes than you would venture to guess. And like Brian was clear in saying, some of it, it's not that it's illegal, that it's just that it's obviously happening. Just so I can have this disclaimer out there, I'm not trying to manipulate you. Here on Nail the Score. I'm really hoping somebody wins, because it is definitely entertainment. All right, coming up, we have We Can Count.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to should be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Stopping we can count. At least if you have a truckload of money, I hope you're giving some of it away. That's what the Facebook founder's doing. He's giving $100 million to a New Jersey school district. Ooh, that's music to the ears of many in education. Check this out. Mark Zuckerberg, who is the founder and chief executive of that powerhouse called Facebook. Does your significant other sit there for hours playing around on Facebook? It is. It's almost like a disease for some people. Anyway, we're not talking about that aspect of social networking. He's, bravo to him. He's donating that money toward improving public schools in Newark, New Jersey. This would be the largest charitable donation by Zuckerberg, and he is the 35th richest person in the United States. How about that? You know, Forbes puts out that issue, and he's 35 in the world. There's a new movie out about him, about how he started Facebook and what happened at school and all that sort of stuff. 26 years old, he and his co-founder, youngest billionaires on the list. And Facebook is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They're talking about, I think I mentioned this on a previous show, the fact that they want to add phones and a whole bunch of other things to the more bells and whistles to Facebook. So another tech billionaire giving back to education. You cannot fault him for that, that's for sure. How about a walkout? One nut and two countries decide they have had enough, thank goodness. Ahmadinejad, once again, he is the ultimate swizzle stick, isn't he? Provoking another controversy. saying that a majority of people in the United States and around the world think that the American government staged the September 11th terror attacks in an attempt to assure Israel's survival. So he's in New York. It's on the heels of all kinds of things that are happening in the Big Apple, right? I mean, look, so he knows he's going to get that reaction. The U.S. delegation promptly leaves in the middle of his speech, and Israel decides they're going to do the same thing. Delegations from all 27 European Union nations followed the U.S. out, along with Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Costa Rica, and some others. Ahmadinejad specifically said the U.S. has allocated $80 billion to upgrade its nuclear arsenal, and it's not a fair judge to sit as a veto, he called them, our country, wielding permanent member of the Security Council to punish Iran for its nuclear activities. Yada, yada, yada. I mean, no matter how you feel about 9/11, no matter what you think about certain conspiracies that may or may not be true, please, for God's sake, tell me you do not put any stock in anything that Ahmadinejad says, because I can't go there with you, that's for sure. I think he is off the charts when it comes to trying to move that stick around as fast as he can. Who can he poke? Who can he get to jump on to the other side? And the answer is actually nobody, because at this point it's more about distance between whatever country it is and the man who's running Iran. This is a big story. The first woman was executed in the United States in 5 years, and there were a lot of people that weren't happy about this. Happened in Virginia. She was put to death for arranging the killings of her husband and a stepson over a $250,000 insurance payment. So 41-year-old Teresa Lewis died by lethal injection earlier this evening, and she became the first woman to go that way in a century. And supporters and even relatives of the victims watched her execution at the Greensville Correctional Center. That's where they do it, in Jared, if you've ever heard of it. She, here's how she did it, if you don't remember the story, because it's been a while. She enticed two men through sex, cash, and a cut in the insurance policy to shoot her husband and his son when they were sleeping back in 2002. Both the trigger men were sentenced to life in prison, and one committed suicide back in 2006. So she just looked pretty scared, they said, when she was escorted down into the death chamber. There were 14, you know, officers there. That's how they do it in the penitentiaries. That's what they do. And then she was bound to the gurney and with the leather straps, and that was it for Kathy Clifton. First woman. How long did I say? We Can Count. That's a wrap, folks, for We Can Count. That's scary, too. That's like that whole debate over even lethal injection, because, you know, there's been a lot of problems with lethal injections, like what happens when it doesn't take, countless times, and you would think it wouldn't be that many, but that's been a problem. So much so that even a few times, sentences have turned back into life sentences, basically, because of the fact that it didn't work. I mean, usually it does, but when it doesn't, it's a big one. This time it worked for her. All right, at the top of the show, I mentioned that Obama's top dogs, his top advisors, were leaving. And this is the reason why they're leaving. There are all kinds of rumors out there, but Rahm Emanuel, who has an ego the size of the United States, wants to run for mayor. So that was what that was all about. You knew that was coming. I think even when he took the job, we knew that was happening. So the White House chief of staff is gone, or he's going to be gone. The senior White House advisor, David Axelrod, you see his face a lot on the tube on Sunday. I'm sure you all know who he is. He's got the mustache and the dark, thinning hair, and he's been with Obama like Rahm had been with Obama for a long time. And anyway, he is leaving the White House, but not leaving Obama. He's getting ready to get ready for 2012, meaning that's a hint that Obama is definitely running in 2012. We've had these discussions before, and there were a couple of times it was hinted that he might not try to go back-to-back, but I would say this is looking like he's going to try to do that because he's going out of the White House and he's taking a year to work on the re-election campaign. So he's the brains behind the rise to his presidency in the first place. He's going back to Chicago, and that's what he's going to do. He's going to burrow in and work on it. Now, there's no departure date that's set, just loosely the end of the year, but he describes himself as a Chicagoan on assignment, so he desperately misses the Windy City. He's got a daughter that's there, and so he'll go back, and that's, I guess, what he's going to do. He's going to work on speech teams and strategy and advice on policy and all that sort of stuff. So if you were thinking that he wasn't going to run, think again. There's no way Axelrod would do that if Obama was going to just leave it to one term, unless something unforeseen happened. Speaking of unforeseen, Sarah Palin didn't know what hit her when John McCain's people swooped in, made her uber famous as she was on the presidential ticket for the Republicans in that race that Obama won. So the former VP candidate is now saying that, look, if no one's interested, I'll run. I'll run for president. She's also saying that the media has a blatant double standard when it comes to scrutiny on certain people like Senate nominee Christine O'Donnell in Delaware, while just completely ignoring Barack Obama's personal history in the 2008 campaign. Palin, you know, is a contributor to Fox News, so she did an interview with Greta Van Susteren and talked about learning more about Christine O'Donnell and her college years and blah, blah, blah. You know, she was asked about that, and she said, look, nobody even has bothered to ask very many questions of Barack Obama as a candidate and now president, so that's where you get your little double standard. And she went through a couple of other things, like his, you know, why hasn't he released his college transcripts and what happened at Harvard Law School and how come his dissertation at Columbia has disappeared and what about the rest of the papers, drawing more attention to, you know, who is Barack Obama, I guess. And also taking a jab back and then mentioning that, listen, if no one's really going to go for it, we need to get the economy back on track and we need to do whatever we have to do for national security. So she didn't rule out for a 2012 Republican presidential run. She wants to be still there in the mix. And in the straw poll, she's certainly not winning, but she's getting some votes. So her name does count for something when it comes to the Republicans, but now she's putting a voice to it. She's saying, okay, I'm not ruling it out. So that means there's going to be more and more questions about whether Sarah would run or not. And 2012 is not that far away. That's why Axelrod is parachuting out. If anything, the Republicans should take a note out of the playbook. Okay, the Democrats are worried. The best guy who got this guy elected and who's elected, helped elect a lot of other politicians, is taking a big fat step away from Washington so he can zero in on the rest of the country and on the next election. Food for thought, right? As always, kicking the can here on America Tonight.
Achoo! Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you from every nook and cranny and the flyover states in between. Don't get me wrong. I love my flyover states. I went to school in a flyover state, Ohio. The Ohio University Bobcats. A little bit embarrassing last week as, for some reason, the Bobcat decided to attack the Buckeye. What was he thinking? Was it too much beer? Tailgating beforehand? No, it's, he said he wanted to go after him for a while, and he finally did, and now he's no longer, the kid is no longer the mascot for Ohio University. Oh, that was embarrassing. I mean, first of all, you're not going to beat Ohio State. Then you add insult to injury by attacking the mascot. Please. Let's talk a little politics here, because, geez, we never do that on America Tonight. Actually, just a little quick update on possible spoilers and maybe a few wait-a-seconds. Let's talk about Delaware. That might be a wait-a-second. Christine O'Donnell got her 15 minutes of fame. A lot of people are still talking about the possibility that she could overcome the double digits that she is now trailing to her opponent, Chris Coons, the Democratic Senate nominee in Delaware. What's the exact number? Well, right now, the way it's looking, will this, you know, will this Coons guy blow it for for Biden or not. And according to the CNN Time Research Corporation and Joe Smolinski poll that was released the other day, 55% of likely voters in Delaware say they are backing Chris Coons. 39% are saying they support the Republican nominee, Christine O'Donnell. Now, you open up that lane a little bit more, and of registered voters, Coons leads O'Donnell by 25 points. 25 points is a pretty big margin. You can look at polls in all sorts of ways, to light a fire under somebody, to let you know what the voters are really thinking, and when the rubber meets the road, which way do the people who go into the ballot box, which way do they lean? A little left, a little bit to the right, which is it? And in Delaware, it's always been a little bit to the left. And you had the moderate Republican in Mike Castle, but he's gone. He's out of the picture. And remember, this would just add more fuel to that fire, even for Republicans who weren't backing her until they had to. When they had no choice, that's when you started to hear more positive phrases about O'Donnell and the drop the witch stuff. So how about New York? Cuomo, is he going to be the next guy in? New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg endorsed Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, for governor. And of course, you know this, Cuomo is the state attorney general. And New York's independent mayor, three-time guy, sent his backing that way. And this isn't a surprise either, so I don't know that that means anything. But here's what does mean something. Business developer millionaire from Buffalo, Carl Palladino, looks like he might have tightened up that race considerably. Check out the numbers. According to the Quinnipiac University survey, 49% of likely voters in New York, in New York State, support Cuomo. And 43% are backing Carl Palladino. Wow. 7% undecided. Cuomo's 6-point margin is right there in that, you know, error. They always tell you there's a 4 or 6 point swing in sampling. So he's making some noise. He's making some noise in the Big Apple. Whew. Let's go to Brian in Arizona. Hey, Brian, you have the floor. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, you were talking about Obama and Palin. Palin's another New World Orderist. She's good buddies with Kissinger now. She's up there throwing up her gun. She's hijacked the Tea Party. They're grooming her to possibly be president, her or Newt Gingrich. And then you have Obama, who's an illegal alien. Most of his family was CIA. He went by the name of Bomer in the CIA, so I was told by somebody in the G2 counterintelligence. You know, if you think there's going to be anybody that's president that isn't handpicked, you know, you're as insane as the people that believe 20...
Okay, then let me stop you. Who do you want to run the country? Give them to me. Give me your top five. Who are your top five people? Because everybody else is bad, and they're tied to secret organizations. So who do you like?
You know, I tell you, there's only one guy that's decent, and he looks like a mouse, and he speaks like a fruitcake, and it's Ron Paul, and he'll never be president because not enough people will vote for him. If he is elected, he'll be murdered immediately. They're all a bunch of shills. They're all a bunch of puppets. And the United States is over, and the best thing you can do, and what I'm trying to do, is get the hell out of this country, but I don't know where to go.
Up. He's leaving. Dude, you're bailing. You're bailing on your country? That's no good. Why don't you do something about it? Why don't you get active and use it? Use the power of the vote. I agree with you. There's a lot of frustrations out there, even if you're going a little bit off the tracks. And I actually have to agree with you on your vote as to who would make a good president, but not electable in that sense on a broader scale, because too many people won't buy into it. I like a lot of the financial ideas that he throws out, but it won't happen in our lifetime. So pick a country, any country. Oof. If I had to leave the United States, where would I go? If I had to pack up, Canada? I don't like Canada, but no. I think I'm going to dig my heels in and do something about it. All right. If you have an opinion, certainly share it with us. I don't care what your opinion is, just have one. I always say that. Send me your emails at americatonight.net or 800-259-5791. All right, I was talking about what was happening in New York and Palladino now catching up to Cuomo, not too far behind, and O'Donnell getting shellacked in the polls in Delaware. What's also interesting to point out is what is going on with Bill Clinton. I almost think he wants to run for something, but that's not happening. First, he throws Colin Powell under the bus for Don't Ask, Don't Tell, saying that it wasn't represented right to him, that Powell didn't really give him the true scoop on it. Now, Clinton is saying that Obama has to exhibit more leadership and that the Democrats have to create a positive national message if they want to beat the Republican tide that seems to be washing over the nation. And he said it starts with Obama. He's being criticized for being too disengaged, for not caring. So he needs to turn into it. And this is quotes from Bill Clinton, words of wisdom, as he's throwing him under the wheels of the bus. And he says, I may be one of the few people that think it's not bad that the lady at a recent town hall meeting said she was getting tired of defending him. He needs to hear it. You need to hear it. And then when he was pressed, okay, well, what should the current president do? He said, be optimistic about the future, embrace people's anger and disappointment, and just ask them not to let the anger cloud their judgment. And blah, 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 blah. His message went on and on. But he basically jumped on Obama and said he needs to do something because it has to start with him and that the Democrats have to get on board and figure out where they're going. It's interesting, the timing, too, because you look at the Republicans who, in this political machine, are getting their act together as far as trying to pull one message, at least some of them anyway, with this whole Pledge to America thing. You know, that's what running for politics is all about, coming up with clever slogans, figuring out a way to sell it, and then the rare person who really delivers it, then that's a home run. But it's about the lure of the possibilities of what could be. I mean, that's what so many people are looking for. They really want to drink from the trough of hope, and they really want to quench that thirst. I will never believe that as Americans we do not want that to happen. Now, having said that, I don't know who I can credit this saying with, but I love it. Politicians are like diapers. They both need changing regularly and for the same reason.